midnight were you relieved by another officer?
I was.
What happened after that? What was your next involvement in this?
I went home that night, but I remember my next involvement is I was back working patrol, and I was asked to by, I believe it was Detective Carr, that they had suspect information, and they had a location for the suspect in the Midvale or Cottonwood area, and I was asked to be on the arrest team to go to that location to try to identify and find the suspect.
So at some point, were you notified that they found the child's body?
Yes.
You weren't part of that process?
No.
Did you even enter into the crime scene where they found the child's body?
No.
Just briefly, as to your involvement in the arrest of the suspect, what did you do at that stage?
And I don't remember everything. I just remembered we met in a parking lot. The location where the suspect was identified by Blade Detective Carr. We had a suspect description, and I'm not sure if we had a picture. And I just remember showing up, and it was somewhat chaotic, and somebody ran from us, and we ended up making entry into an apartment, and we located the suspect was located in a front room, and he was actually being taken into custody when I made it into a front room.
Did you have any hands-on with that suspect?
No.
Do you recognize anybody in the courtroom today as being the person who was taken into custody?
Yes.
Would you point him out and describe what he's wearing?
It's the gentleman wearing the silver tie and the blue and white striped shirt.
Just ask that the record reflect identification of the defendant.
It will.
That's all I have at this point.
Thank you. Cross-examination, Mr. Woods.
Officer Burton, I'm going to kind of start backwards.
That's fine.
Since we're just talking about the arrest, you said it was pretty chaotic. About how many officers were involved in that arrest, you know?
I don't know, 8 to 10. From what I remember, I remember being in back of what we call a stick of formation. I was towards the back when we were making entry into the residence or the location, the lot, and I just remember I was in the back. There was a bunch of stuff about somebody running from us in the front, and I just followed in line and followed the guys that were in front of me.
Okay. Turns out the person that ran from me was not Mr. Meth, though. Is that right?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. And when you went with to assist with the arrest, how were you armed?
I don't know if I had my sidearm, or if I had my shotgun, or if I had my, my long gun for the SWAT team. I'm not sure what firearm I had, but I know I was wearing my police blues at the time because I was working patrol, and I'm sure I was armed with some type of firearm.
Would have been one of those three, either your
either my handgun, my shotgun, or it would have been a. 223 assault rifle that I was issued from the SWAT team at the time.
Okay. And everyone else who was involved in the arrest was armed as well, right?
Correct.
And everyone had their guns drawn, right?
I can't speak for everybody.
Well, the ones you observed.
Well, yeah, our weapons would have been visible, not necessarily pointed at anybody, but yes.
All right. Well, do you have an independent recollection as to whether... Obviously, if you had your shotgun or the rifle, it would have been in your hands. But you don't remember which gun you were using.
I don't.
I won't go there.
Sorry.
Okay. You were the first officer to respond to the call of a missing child.
Correct.
And when you went there, you spoke with Ms. Pinder, got a photograph of Serenanu, and you need to speak out loud, just... the record.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
And then after you made sure that she wasn't somewhere in her own apartment, you mobilized all of the officers in Sausalito Lake who were available to assist in a search?
Correct.
Okay. So it kind of started small scale, but increasingly got bigger as it went on until she was found.
Yeah, it started with what we had available, and then the sergeants got on, our command center showed up. Yes.
Okay.